It's the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
It's with Clayton.
Hi, Clayton.
Hey, Mikey.
We need to get your own sting system for when Maria's not here.
Totally.
Look, Maria gave me these. Like this.
Those are cool.
Thank
Mirror
you.
Shades.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah, hi, how are you?
Good. Yourself?
Good, thank you. Good, thank you. Bought a DVD in to review this morning.
Indeed, I did.
Is it a comedy DVD?
No, it's
music
pretty,
DVD?
Pretty
Come
serious.
On,
pretty
buddy.
Serious.
Oh. What's going on?
It's a pretty serious Iranian drama called The Salesman.
Okay.
And it's from...
I think I've seen a trailer for this or so a write-up about this. Apparently, it's amazing.
Oh, it is. Won a slew of awards. Best foreign film movie last year. A lot of Cannes Film Festival stuff. And it's just like... It's an intense watch, but it's like really rewarding.
Yeah, what's it about? Hit us with it.
Now, it's about an Iranian couple who move into a new apartment. They're both starring in a performance of The Death of a Salesman. And the woman has this violent assault, and the movie deals with the repercussions of that and the husband's obsession with revenge.
Right.
Yeah.
But Death of a Salesman's in there as well.
Yeah.
You're right, Johnny.
Yeah, right on the money.
That quizzical look from Johnny over there in the corner. Yeah.
The great thing is, like, the director found this play and, like, the play's interwoven in the movie, and it has similar themes to what's going on in real life.
Wow!
Yeah,
wow!
I like that
Iranian film.
Yep.
Do we what's the sort of the film output of Iran like?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I knew nothing about Iranian film. This guy is a little legend in his hometown, home country, because he speaks the. He's like Ken Loach, like does a lot of social commentary in the middle class. Like, it's a really state controlled media, so they don't get the stories heard. So this guy's
like, they do make great movies though. There have been some amazing Iranian movies coming out, haven't there?
Yeah. There's one called The Cow that was in like 96 that like, it sort of started the whole thing, and there's a couple other...
Was it Iranian one, the one that was based on the book about the kites?
Oh, The Kite Runner.
The Kite Runner? Was that Iranian?
No.
Was it Afghanistan, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah, part of my ignorance. But this movie, you can really get an insight into Iranian life. Like, even though Farhadi wanted this to be a universal story, there's a whole lot of a clash of like modernizing culture and old ideological rules with religion and stuff like that. So it's a very patriarchal society, but it's got a lot to say about Iranian life.
Wow. And it's of course subtitled.
Yeah, indeed.
The guy's done a whole bunch of. Yeah, it's interesting.
It's the second time he's won an Oscar. He won for A Separation back in 2011. Only like four other directors have won. Foreign directors have won two Oscars, like Fellini and Bergman. And this guy, he's just he can like really tell a story. It's like well crafted, and what did I say? You know, just universal story. Like, I think a lot, you know, he wanted people around the world to be able to relate to this.
Do you think that's why he, the story's based around Arthur Miller's book?
Yeah.
Arthur Miller's play, sorry. Because it's got, you wouldn't immediately think that a play like that, which is quite the American dream falling to pieces, would be a play that they would even know about. A lot about Iran, you know?
I know, but I think he said it was like a gift from the gods. Like, it just worked so well into his story. He had enough of a story, but he wanted something else. And I think the play deals with like a lot of themes of like humiliation. And in this the story of the Iranian couple, you know, they're dealing with things like he can't control, like a society where, you know, I hate to say it, like a woman gets assaulted in Iran and people don't look into it. And like he wants to do something for her and he feels a bit hopeless, like the guy in
the play. Quite brave, right, into making that part of the story in itself. Reflecting on your own society like that.
Oh, he's up against it because like he's got people who want to like censor him, but he's got to like criticize society, but just not enough that he gets like banned from the country.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, he didn't go collect the Oscar at this year's Oscars because Trump had a travel ban on Iranians, so he's like, screw you guys, I'm just going to stay at home.
Trump, eh? Again with the Trump. Hey, so we've got a copy of The Salesman to give away, haven't we?
Indeed.
All we have to do is tell us who was, just because we were talking about, we've talked about two famous people today on the radio show of note. One was Albert Einstein, who was talking about those gravitational waves when we robbed.
Oh, yeah.
And the other was Arthur Miller, who wrote Death of a Salesman. What's a common, what's their link? What's the link between those two people? If you can tell us that on 309 3879. I'll give you a clue. It's a lady. Then you can win a copy of this on DVD. Or just tell your friends that you won something on BFM. I mean, the idea of winning an Iranian, an emotional Iranian movie like this might be a bit full on for you if you can't work out the link between Arthur Miller and Albert Einstein. No.
But it is a riveting watch. Like,
I'll tell you what, you wouldn't have brought it in if it wasn't, Clayton. This is what I'm saying. Hello there, caller.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe is, of course, the answer. She was married to both of them. Was she married? Married or went out with? Married.
Married both of them.
Married.
She married Miller, but she fooled around with the scientist.
The scientist, Einstein, is correct. Yeah. What's your name?
Rosie,
stay there. We'll get your details. You've won yourself a copy of this movie on DVD.
Thank you.
Courtesy of Madman. And do enjoy it. Stay there and stay on the line for a second, won't you? Thank you very much, Clayton. All the very best to you. Thanks for coming in, bringing that in for us.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you again in a couple of weeks.
We'll do. Cheers,
all right, guys. Cheers. Thank you.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.